is not a man that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice.
You are blessed.
Accumulation of information without practice will end in deformation. Stop accumulating information that you are not putting to use. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Make sure whatever you hear today, you put it to use. He said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, not quoted them, not writing them down on blue chair, not preached them. He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man. Matthew 7 verse 24. So you are not wise if all you're doing is to just copy note. Am I talking to you, sir? Glory to God. Ways on how to deal with your house helps or your domestic servants with wisdom. Ways on how to deal with your house helps or your domestic servants with wisdom. How to deal with your house helps or domestic what? Servants with wisdom. At a certain point in your marriage, it may be necessary to obtain a helping hand to enable the husband and the wife to be free to do other important things, maybe concentrating the secular work, attending other functions. God may bless you to a point you need some people to live with you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? But nevertheless, you must know how to deal with them so that you live in peace and not run into trouble as a family. But you must know how to live with people. You must know how to live with people so that you know how to create boundaries so you don't have problems. Am I coming with you? Shout hallelujah. Now, 9 ways on how to deal with your house helps or your domestic work. Servants, I say with wisdom. With what? A. You must be nice and very hospitable to them. You must be nice and very hospitable to them. Treat them the way you would treat those connected to you by blood. Treat them the way you treat those connected to you by what? By blood. I'm not preaching to you here. All my domestic staff, all of them, I gave them cars. All, even those who are cleaning my shoes. Somebody's cooking for you, and then your own brother, you can buy a car for him, and then someone cooking for you, you can't buy him a car. For what? That's not Christianity. Let people not be able to differentiate between your children and your house helps or domestic servants. Deal with them nicely because your deliverance may come from them. In 2 Kings chapter 5, 2 to 4, the Syrian, you know, Naaman, the deliverance came from his housemate. From where? A girl in his house was who brought him in. Do you know Bill Clinton became president through a prophecy through a housemate, a Ghanaian? A Ghanaian housemate was one who told Bill Clinton, I saw you as the president of America. That was why Bill Clinton's first visit to Africa was Ghana. It was his housemate that told him that he would be a president. A Ghanaian lady, young lady, who was serving him. 2 Kings 5, 2-4. You all know the story of Naaman for time's sake. B, don't oppress them. Don't what? Because they may avenge, particularly when you leave your children in their hands. A house help, you think you're punishing for her not to obey. You use the same order to carry your children. So at the end, your children will smell like her. You didn't hear what I said. Let her not bath. Let her stay there. Who will she carry? Your children? So she will smell like them. Exodus 22, 21 to 24. For time's sake, you read all that. See, you must endeavor to train and retrain your house elves or domestic servants. If they will be profitable to you and give you less stress. If they will what? Be profitable to you and give you less stress. It was 318 trained servants of Abraham that went to rescue Lot. They were in his house. They were in his house. He trained them. 318 servants of Abraham. Genesis 14, 14 to 16. Genesis 14, 14 to 16. Give them secular formal education where necessary. Don't just send them to go and learn trade and craft without formal education, except they specifically request for it. Send them to school. Don't meet somebody and then say, go and learn handwork. Will you tell your children to learn handwork? Your children, will you tell, except the parents decide to do that, will you tell your own children to go and do fashion and design? What are you talking? Christian. D. Woo! You must know the family and parental background of your mates, housewives and domestic servants in case of criminal activities. Ensure that in some cases somebody stands as a guarantor, credible guarantor. In Philemon chapter 1, Philemon is one chapter, 16, 18 and 19. Philemon chapter 1, 16. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, this is Paul testifying of Philemon. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord? 18. Are you understand? I, Paul, if he had wronged thee, I owe thee oath. Put that in my account. So Paul was, I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Habit, I do not say to thee, how that thou owest unto me, even thy own self beside. Yeah, Paul was guaranteeing Philemon. Am I communicating with you that I know him? I can stand on his behalf. Come on, sir, here. Are you getting what I'm saying? E. You must be very sensitive in choosing house helps or domestic servants. You must select them prayerfully. Must select them what? So as not to choose a witch, a wizard, or somebody with deadly habits that can ruin your home. Make sure before you choose any house help or domestic servant, you pray. Now, learn this habit. Do what? Never bring a domestic servant without prayers. As you want to bring the person to the house, pray before the person comes. Lord, who is this child coming? This young man coming to work with me. Who is he? Lord, if you know that he has a funny character, let this place be uncomfortable for him. So before he comes, the prayer is done. Am I talking to you? It is not in your house when he has come. You pray it before the person comes. Listen, let me digress a bit. Don't employ any staff without prayer. I don't do it before, but now I pray heavily. Before anybody works with me, I pray. Say, if this man will cause confusion, Lord, as he comes, 1 week, expose him. So the first week he comes, he starts gossiping. Now this office, that's what I do. He said, God just said, I've told you that this is who he is. Don't pray without. You know why? Your domestic staff stands at your gate. Three people you don't toy with. Your driver, your cook, and your gatekeeper. Every robbery, every kidnapping goes around these three people. So if you employ the wrong person, you have a problem. God will not allow any wrong person around us. If there be anyone that stands in my office and I command him to put it out of your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, verse 24, and they prayed and said, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two that has what? Chosen. Acts 1, 24. Once you sense that you have been living with the house help, with funny character, that is capable of destroying the destiny of your family and home, leads the person to go immediately without sentiments, no matter how close. Am I talking to you? You know why? The moment God told Abraham to release Haggai, Abraham did not waste time. He said, go. No matter the sentiment attached, when God shows you a sign, let the person go. Most times, sentiments put us to trouble. How do I feel this one that my sister brought to live with me? Tell her to go. Come on, sir, here. Abraham had to release Haggai, even though it was against his wish. But because God did what? Commanded. Even if you don't want, go when God shows you a sign, tell the person to go. If it was Abraham alone, he wouldn't send Haggai away. But God said, take now. Take away. What your wife said is true. And Abraham obeyed. That's why God said, Abraham, follow him. Because Abraham obeyed even when it was against his own wish. But some of us, it's my mother's younger sister's daughter. I will lie. You are seeing the girl teaching your children some funny, funny things. You are still keeping her in the house. Genesis chapter 21, 9 to 12 and 14. Genesis what? 21, 9 to 12 and 14. When you get home, you read. But releasing them to go must be done intelligently and peacefully. Hear this. I said, release them to go must be done what? And that's wisdom. Well, say, don't just release somebody who you know that knows everything about your house. You listen with wisdom. So then, even if it's money, you give the person, just the person to go. You must do it what? He knows every movement of your life. So you don't just say, go, go, go. No, that's not wisdom. You listen them intelligently and peacefully. No wahala. Just say, you know, at this level of your life, you need to marry. Find your way. Am I talking to you? But the person must.
David Abiomie will be right back. Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Abiomie. To get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen, plus 234-703-894-5714.
Beware of female househelps who are matured, particularly when you know the weakness of your husband or your grown-up children, that's male, for instance, to avoid sexual molestation and sexual relationship that may lead to pregnancy. In Genesis, I said, beware of what? Female househelps who are matured, particularly when you know the weakness of your husband, or you have grown up children and you know they are weak, they are not disciplined. In Genesis chapter 30 and verse 12, it said, and Zebal, Leah's mate, bare Jacob a second son. Hope you heard that. It was not Jacob's plan. The man or woman must take certain precautionary steps to forestall some very subtle sexual occurrences. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hello? Jacob did not plan here to have a child, but he saw how he got it. Are you getting me now? So, you see one girl with big balls, and you are keeping her, and you know your husband very well. Anytime she passes, your husband just carry her like that, like that. Wouldn't you carry the girl to go? You see your husband, I go like this, go, girl. And you're there with him, you are still laughing. You see your husband, be like Mumu, they follow the girl like that. Yeah, you are saying the man is born again. You are seeing the man, if he's born again, is he born again like that? Tell the girl to go, leave your family. G. Let the female house help dress properly. E.g., wear bra. No wearing of sexy shorts or transparent nightgowns. You didn't hear what I said? There are some female house help. They will dress well when their boss, the woman, is around. Once the woman travels, she will not wear shorts. And then girl, Daddy, what do I serve you? That's a dangerous girl. When you are around, she wear one long skirt. Then once you go, she wear short. Say, Daddy, mom is out. What do I will I serve you now? Is it beans or rice? And then she move like that. Do you want anybody to tell you that that's a dangerous girl? You tell her, in this house, no short. In this house, no transparent dress. That can be in your room. But once you are coming out of your room, dress properly. Come on, sir, here. H. The female house help must not replace the wife in rendering service to the husband. I will expatiate on this. This is because service is beautiful. So as the house help continues to do it for the husband, she gradually becomes attractive to him, particularly if she's from the south part of Nigeria, where they prepare very delicious meals and know how to take care of men. You know where I'm talking about. when she prepares food in the kitchen, madam, go and carry the food from kitchen to the table. Don't tell her, madam, she prepares food, serve your husband. Let me tell you something. Service brings intimacy. Service brings what? Even if she's cooking in the kitchen, she must not serve your husband on the table. That's wisdom. Anybody that serves, get close. I. If you notice that your wife is a lesbian, get a house help that is as old. There's an old nanny. Or a young boy that is not handsome. You didn't hear what I said? If you also know that your husband is a homosexual, don't bring a young boy as a house help or servant. Get an aged nanny to be doing the domestic jobs. You know your husband. You know your wife. If you see your wife always locking door with her fellow women, you should know that there's something wrong. So don't bring another young girl into the house. Bring one old woman or bring one hard-looking boy that has no beauty in him. We are saying wisdom. We are saying what? Wisdom. J. Be careful as a husband not to bring a young, handsome, tall, elegant, hairy, and polished guy who has charisma to serve you, particularly when your wife is promiscuous, so that he will not be another Potiphar's wife and Joseph. Promiscuous, not so? If you know your wife has weakness, why look for a man who is very handsome? He has chest, he has hair. Genesis 39 verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, Joseph, lie with me. Notice he was very handsome. You know, Joseph was very handsome. And you know your wife likes handsome people. And then you bring one handsome boy to come and serve you. Just know that you have brought another husband for your wife. Okay. As a husband, your wife must be careful of what she wears and how she exposes her vital areas of her body before a male house help and male domestic servant, because they are not wood. Woman, you should know that they are mature young men. Don't just dress anyhow. The way you dress for your husband, don't carry that same way and dress before a house help that is very muscular. Don't do that. That's wisdom. That's what? Don't expose such parts before such a young man. Am I talking to you? Amen? L. Am I correct? Don't just barge into the room of your domestic servants or house help where the person is of the opposite sex. The person may be stark nude, naked, when you enter. This may be somewhat embarrassing to the person. For decency's sake, knock and wait to hear coming before you open the door. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Did you get anything at all? Hello? Let all things be done decently and what? In order. Am I correct? Pay them their wages when due. Pay them their wages when due. Don't start deducting their wages at the end of the month out of flimsy reasons. If you have to deduct any money from them, notify them early before the offense is committed. You are not a Laban. You are not a Laban, Jacob's father-in-law. Genesis 31 verse 7. Genesis 31 verse 7. And your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. Leviticus 19 verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him the wages of him that is hired, shall not abide with thee all night in the morning. James 5 verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped and entered to the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You got something? You know how to deal with your housemates and the rest? Now, number 10. How to deal with in-laws? A. Provide for your in-laws according to your level of income and or earnings. Provide for your in-laws according to your level of income or what? Earnings. Don't live a fake life by borrowing to please them. Don't live a fake life by borrowing to do what? To please them. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in the season, and to bless the work of thy hands. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Don't try to borrow to please your in-laws. Am I communicating with you? B. Don't go and visit your parents' in-law and other respected in-laws empty-handed. Avoid stinginess, particularly when you have the resources to give. Some in-laws are very stingy. Ruth chapter 3 verse 17. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Are you going to see your mother-in-law? Lady, not even one rapper with you. You're a wicked woman. How can you be a man? You're going to see your in-laws, nothing in your hand. No way. That's not Christianity. Am I talking to you? As God has blessed you according to your size, see them with something. Say here. Am I talking to you? If your in-laws are not close to you, you are not a good person. How can your in-laws be praying to see you? Your own in-laws. Some of us, we make it so difficult that our in-laws don't even have access to us. That's not Christianity. They should be free with you. Am I coming to go with you? Your relations are free with you. That's Christianity. Say here. See. Care for your in-laws and treat them just the way you would treat your own connected, those connected to you by blood. As a care for your in-laws and treat them just as we treat those connected to you by blood. Because by extension, they are not part of you. By extension, they are not part of you. By extension, they are not part of you. Whatever you cannot do to your own biological parents, brothers and sisters, don't do to them that are your in-laws. If your brothers come and they will sleep on bed, don't keep your in-laws on mat. Am I coming with you? If your brothers come, you cook good soup. When your in-laws come, cook good soup. Don't cook good soup for your brothers and your mother-in-law, and then for your mother, and when your mother-in-law come, you go and sleep. You know, I tell women something that's very humbling. An average woman says her mother-in-law is a witch. Have you ever heard that before? Eh? An average woman who's married will say, my mother-in-law is a witch. Have you heard that? Every mother-in-law is a... And you will soon be a mother-in-law. So you are the next witch on the line. And whatever you saw? So stop calling your mother-in-law a witch. Okay, she's a witch, but the witch gave back to your very fine man, the husband. Since you have loved your husband, I love the mother. Because without the mother, the man, your mother cannot, wouldn't have come to the world. So don't say, I love my husband, but his mother-in-law, I don't love my mother-in-law, she's a witch. Your own mother is not a witch. Check, if you have a brother, your brother's wife will call your mother witch. So, you know, witch. So to stop that word of witchcraft, see, you tell your mother-in-law she's a saint. But your mother is what? Your mother is never a witch. But if you have a brother, father, your brother's wife will call your mother. So, love the witch will get back to the saint you are marrying.
To get any of our complete messages, you could call the number on your screen. +234 703 894 5714. Join us on our next episode.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.